This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If equal justice under law means anything, of course he should be indicted. We've known for the last year the Inspector General believes that he lied under oath. And don't forget, this is one of the people who prosecuted Michael Flynn for simply lying to the FBI, not under oath. So, yes, he needs to be prosecuted. But we also need to keep this in perspective. This is basically a side event, just a tip of a much larger iceberg. McCabe was one of the central figures in using the awesome powers that we give to the Department of Justice, the FBI, and our intelligence agencies to concoct a sham investigation of the Trump campaign and later the administration over charges stemming from a dossier they knew to be false at the time. The next Inspector General's report will start to look at the abuse of the FISA, the secret court system, by people like McCabe. That's going to be far more significant because that was a direct assault on our democratic institutions. Institutions as a nation.
You know, it's interesting. It may have been for the first time that people heard the name Andy McCabe in those text messages between the FBI agents who were having a extramarital affair, who were going back and forth indicating some bias potentially at the FBI. And they were talking about a guy named Andy, and it was perceived that that was Andy McCabe, their boss. Does it matter the history there and also what he lied about going forth? You know, you heard the president's attorney say, this isn't even the worst of what's to come.
No, and in fact, as I said, I think it's a side issue. I think the main issue, that discussion that you mentioned that was revealed in the Strzok Page emails, involved a discussion using this completely false narrative of Russian collusion with Trump in order to undermine and obstruct the duly elected president of the United States. That was the insurance policy that Strzok referred to. That was all hatched, it appears, in Andrew McCabe's office when he was the deputy director of the FBI. That is how deep this corruption goes, and it may go much farther as you work your way up the chain of command.
Congressman McClintock, what can you tell me about what's happening on Capitol Hill? Everybody's back to work after the summer break now with regard to investigating the investigators, as the president has formally put it, but that's really what we're talking about here.
Well, sadly, the House Judiciary Committee, under the leadership of the Democrats and Jerry Nadler, have absolutely no interest at all in investigating how this monstrous lie was concocted.
Why not?
How our intelligence...
They're a pack of criminals.
Because it's embarrassing to them, because it reveals that for the last 3 years, they have perpetrated a massive lie on the American people. They used it first to try to influence the 2016 presidential election, and when they failed to do that, to undermine the Constitution. Elected president of the United States. That is a direct attack on democracy.
Trying to sabotage America, but it didn't work. And by the way, I went ahead and had the crew get a bunch of these clips from congressional hearings. We play one here, one there, every month as it happens. But I'm going to shoot some video this weekend that we're going to air next week, like a little mini documentary we're going to air, where you're going to see the CIA, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Board of Governors of the FCC, and you're going to see all these hearings, the Department of Defense hearings, House Defense Committee hearings, Senate Intelligence Committee hearings, saying I'm a Russian agent 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and this year, and then taking me off the Internet. That's what they really did. Then they made up all those excuses because they had an order to do it. They said I said racist stuff. They said I did all this other stuff I didn't even do. They said I beat up a kid on video. Totally made up. They say I lost a Sandy Hook suit for a book I wrote. Never wrote a book. It's a total lie. AP. They're on the list to file suit on. We've decided to do it in 2 weeks now to see how the federal suits look to line them up with those, but it's going to happen. You know, I'm not a victim here. I'm saying we're all victims of the lie. It's the CIA doing all that to me, to Trump, to you. It's not our CIA. It's leftists on the Chinese payroll. they're all going to have to go to prison that were involved. It's not everybody in the government. It's a large portion of them. This country's fighting for its life. We'll be right back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Until about 45 after, Reverend Leonard Childress has been coming on the show probably 15 years or so. BlackGenocide.org is going to come on. Because when you hear them push all this stuff about Planned Parenthood and, you know, Trump's a racist and all that, I think you need to hear from somebody who's probably done more research than even I've done, and who's produced films and screened them to Congress and done more than most people that are prominent in the pro-life movement combined in actually showing the true racism, the anti-human, the anti-God, the anti-child behavior. But first I wanted to play this little 6-7 minute compilation for Reverend Childress. And then after he's gone, the last segment of this hour, I'm going to get into how the left's coming for the guns, how they want to start a civil war, how that's part of the plan, and how to stop it. Such a critical last segment. Then something special in the fourth hour I'll tell you about. But I wanted to play this first for the Reverend because I told the crew last week, I said, or I guess early this week, I said, hey, we've got all those clips when we walk up to Democrats in the street and they start saying, I want to kill kids up to age 3. They're parasites. I hate them. Get some of those clips. Well, McBreen ended up putting together like 30 minutes of it. I said, they cut it down to like 6-7 minutes. But now there's the new fetish in the national news of getting pregnant to kill the baby. And the women say it's an act of selfishness. I love it. I love the power I have. And then now they're calling them babies and saying we're going to kill the babies. And they're keeping them alive and selling their organs and imposing with the dead bodies. Nothing's too macabre for these people. You can't make this up. I know you're hearing this and it's like, this isn't real. No, this is when the bottom drops out. Every culture, when it collapses, starts sacrificing children. The left's been doing it covertly. Now they're overtly externalizing it. Hey, we want your guns. We're going to have drag queen story time with convicted pedophiles. The kids are going to ride horsey. We're going to groom your kids. It's all on the open. So I'm going to play this and then Reverend Childress's take. But here's the report.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the f*** you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
Tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Break's 10th annual Salute to Abortion.
A woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. Should have the heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right? Because you adopt. How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
You've got Amazing Grace being sung. I don't know if AM radio picks it up, but they're saying, Hail Satan. And the news confirmed. That's what they're saying. There she is. Hail Satan. Sticks her tongue out.
You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
It's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
And you will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes, day. Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the baby.
Yeah,
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the baby.
I
apart.
Will.
I hate the truth. Tonight, we're not pointing fingers at these kids. Say, Lord, wait a minute. We dropped it all.
Oh, you killed them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should.
I also had my first abortion at the Seattle Planned Parenthood. Yay!
I had an abortion!
On the topic, on the fetal tissue side of it, you know, it'd be helpful for us to understand volume-wise. I mean, realistically, if we were to do an agreement with you guys, you know, what do we think you could get? I mean, what do you feel like you could get?
Volume-wise?
Yeah,
okay.
On specifically liver tissue, because that's okay. Such an area of demand for us.
Right, so liver and what about intact specimens?
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we sometimes ship those back to our lab and it's
you know, you can imagine where they would run with this. Like, they're selling them for, you know.
So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today?
We were asked to procure certain tissues, like brain, liver, thymus, pancreas, heart, lungs, and pretty much anything on the fetus.
If we alter our process and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, it's all just a matter of line items.
Mm-hmm. Tell the lab it's coming. Get all open the box. And are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
I want to never be
in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. Third trimester babies that were about to be born. Defiling them, making jokes about them. They're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little
medical pan, and it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
What a sick demon. We'll come back from break. Reverend Childers will have the floor to break down the history of this, why they're coming out in the open. And I've got stuff even worse that we didn't even put in that because of time. We've got them saying it's sexually pleasurable, and they get pregnant on purpose so they can kill babies. Well, you saw some of them say that. And then they tell you, I love Satan. And they're not joking around, folks. Devil's real. And I'm asking, what are we going to do about this? We'll be right back with Reverend Childress of blackgenocide.org to break down what's really going on. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Over Reverend Childers' whole bio, his books, his 700 club appearances, his moves to produce films and show them to people in Congress and really convict the heart of people to understand what's going on, killing babies even after they're born now, not just the partial birth. It's unbelievably evil. BlackGenocide.org. But I wanted to get him on because there's been this coming out now where you just saw him on Comedy Central and Netflix saying, we love to kill babies. They are babies. And things so sick I can't even say them on air. And the pedophilia and just all of it rushing outward. What does Reverend Childress think about this? And then all these calls that Trump's a racist and just, you know, his view on that when Trump's marching with the pro-life groups, and we all know it kills more people in this country than anything else, it's abortions, and particularly for black folks. So we're talking about facts here with Reverend Childress. Reverend, you've got the floor of the next two segments. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for holding while I played that. I know you were pretty shocked watching, and I was watching your face, but we've got even more sickening stuff. What is your take on what you just saw?
You know, America, you know, the line has really been drawn in the sand, without question, conscience-wise, politically-wise. You understand, when Jill Stanek brought out the fact that these babies were being born alive and confronted Barack Obama basically single-handedly, it was somewhat in stealth. It was somewhat undercover. That was 2007, 2008. Now you're hearing Ralph Northam, a sitting governor, Andrew Cuomo, a sitting governor, blatantly and profoundly just saying, this is what we're going to do. This is what we do. And this is something that's good for America. And so we have seen the growth of infanticide to the degree where they wanted it to be a part of your conscience and acceptance. And Ralph Northam was chilling enough. And by the way, I think they've overplayed it. Right now, I think the last Gallup poll basically says 60% of people do want restrictions. And we can thank Ralph Northam and Andrew Cuomo for blatantly saying what they were espousing, what they generally want to bring into America wholesale. Now, there is a political strategy of that. They sense that the people's consciences unquestionably are to the point where this will go back to the states one day, but now they're just on a wild marketing scheme to basically neutralize any damage that has been done and really make abortion a part of the equation when it comes to a pregnancy in the conscience, in the heart, in the minds of the people. That was one of the most moving montages I've seen, basically, and really depicting the state of the present Democratic Party. For the first time, you have 24 candidates. I don't know what it's down to, maybe down to a little less right now. America, you have 24 candidates espousing infanticide. You probably have the most pro-life president of America's history, or since Roe versus Wade. The clash is just, it's tremendous right now, and choose you this day whom you will serve. And I love that piece you played, and I remember that debate, and Donald Trump, you know, very simply said, that's not all right with me, and it shouldn't be all right with any American. But I want to say, I have to thank Ralph Northam, and I have to thank Andrew Cuomo, because many people who have been able to put this on the back burner are now realizing what really is going on in these clinics that this right now, America is a country that sacrifices babies to Moloch, is engaged in child sacrifice. And I really think they're going to pay for it in November 2020. I'm looking at some of the demographics. I'm looking at some of the data. I think right now, really for the first time in a long time, the issue of abortion really will come center stage because of their insistence on infanticide. And I also want to say this to all your African-American listeners. Martin Luther King is probably the most identifiable, iconic figure when it comes to civil rights. In his letter from a Birmingham jail, Martin said, infanticide was evil. Dr. King said that. And he was talking to the church. He said the early church put away such evils as gladiatorial contest, that's another story, and infanticide, where at the demise of Rome, they actually had a law that you could place a child by the side of the road to die. If you did not like the child's hair color, skin color, whatever the reason, you were basically able to put the child by the side of the road to die. But the early church scooped those children up and raised them at the threat of death each day of their lives, therefore. So, no question, I say to the African-American audience that, and so many that hold his life and his teachings dear, how can you pull the lever on infanticide? They are literally, it's satanic, it's demonic.
Well, that was my next question. You went to the history. Every culture before it collapses, whether it was the ancient Europe, whether it was in Asia, Africa, yeah. Latin America did it, back when it was Mesoamerica, people start sacrificing children. It's Satan. There's a hunger, a spiritual drive that wants to do this. Why?
You really can't describe it any other way. First, you're destroying images or persons that are made in God's image. But from just outside the garden, Satan has demanded a blood sacrifice to him. It increases their power, their status. I don't want to get into all those spiritual things here, but trust me, look at history. Evil always morphs its way into each society to sacrifice or to mutilate or to kill innocence or the children in the womb. And
that's the cost of admission to Satan, who still has dominion over the earth, the power of the principalities of the air. I mean, that's the entry card. That's the admission fee, is torturing little babies.
And that's why how the church could ever be opposing the agenda of Donald Trump, how the church could ever be talking about his decorum. This man is really trying to put an end to Baphomet, as you depict there. He's trying to put an end to the child sacrifice. And America is going to, it is America's most egregious sin.
You judge a tree by its fruits. God rose up all, kings, corrupt kings, good kings, middle of the road. King David did bad things. God forgave him. Doesn't matter. Trump clearly has the devil mad at him. I mean, Trump's got the whole world going crazy.
Absolutely. He's God's man for this time. He is prophetic. He's our Cyrus, so to speak. He is going to make the attempt to restore America back to its virtue. And one of the things he's clear about, if anything, in the social strata of things is abortion. He's been the clearest. I believe that it soon will happen, that the child sacrifice will go back to the states probably. But just for the government to make a stand to diminish or do away with Roe versus Wade would unquestionably hurt the deep state, because they are determined to have abortion as a means of social engineering.
That's one level, as you know, it's a sacrament. You always get into the history, and that's great, and you're an expert. So we have you on, you know more than I do. But we should probably get into the spiritual. We've never really done that here, because that's what's behind all this. Reverend Childers, we'll be right back. Thanks for being with us, my friend. Be sure to visit the site, blackgenocide.org, and share that link. If you don't, who will? Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a dancing to my.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite Reverend Childress back on the Roar Room with Owen Schroyer, back on Firepower Will Johnson, back on with David Knight, because, you know, years go by like seconds now. We probably only have this gentleman on like once a year. We promote and sell one of his films exposing the roots of all this racism and all of this eugenics evil. that's been shown to Congress. And all the statistics show upwards of 75% of young people are against abortion now. As you said, national polls, 60%. Those polls are manipulated. It's way higher than that. And as the conscience sees this happening, they're trying to make our heart hard, as the Bible talks about. And this is real. And we're being taught it's a post-human world and to hate ourselves. And the left is in WikiLeaks trying to create racial division and cultural division. This is all to bring us down. And so there couldn't be a more important topic to cover and discuss here. So, Reverend, getting into what you think is most important to impart to the listeners, this is a great audience. They're the salt of the earth. I think the biggest message is they need to reach out to others to get them to understand what's happening. They need to share this interview. They need to share that report we just showed earlier that's so powerful. We need to expose this. Sure, it's more fun to go watch a football game or, you know, go to the movies. But you know what? I mean, I don't want to say I feel guilty, but I do. I know they're keeping babies alive. I know what hospitals to wait while the orders come in for their organs. And then I feel bad that I'm not protesting outside. I mean, I'm doing it on air, but we need to have our heart convicted to really do something, because if we don't stand up for them, none of our lives are going to be protected as well. Where is the empathy? Where is the common sense that if this can happen to babies and they can be euthanizing old people, none of us are safe?
None. And this is what I'm talking about spiritually. The line right now is drawn in the sand, America. And no question, we can never say that we did not know. Our elected officials have told you what they're doing. Through the efforts of David DeLion and others, Mr. O'Keefe, we know they're selling body parts. We know they're in it for a business. We know it's lucrative. We know now it is Moloch, unquestionably manifested here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And so whenever sin is exposed like this, before it was, we knew about it, but it wasn't on the, you know, it wasn't as blatant, it wasn't as public, and it's basically now documented. And so we have the attacks on those who will carry the message. They have attacks on InfoWars and Alex Jones. Even my website and my name now is basically being censored from the information that we've been carrying. And so no doubt we're at the crossroads. The line is drawn in the sand. And America, I appeal to America, the killing must stop. The killing of the innocent must stop. The sacrifice of babies to Moloch must stop. One of the things they would do when they were sacrificing babies, the drummers would beat the drums so loud that you could not hear the child scream. So in other words, they were trying to desensitize conscience. That's exactly what's going on right now. You mentioned it. They're trying to say to us, this is okay. This should be a part of life. This should be a decision that a woman makes about her own body. Of course, I've always said it's intellectually dishonest to claim a right for yourself and in so doing taking away the right of someone else. But right now, they're backed up against the corner. If I may want to interject also, and you've already stated, we are winning the battle of the debate. And so they are even more determined to destroy this president and destroy his agenda, destroy anything that reflects his agenda, meaning, and especially the pro-life message. Now, recently, and you do this probably better than anybody, but you got to understand, they have about a year to turn these numbers around. So I'm expecting race wars. I'm expecting any type of scheme or scam to destroy this president. He won with 8% of the black vote. He won. Right now, the lowest numbers I'm hearing, he's at 24%. The Hispanic vote, he won, I think, with 29. Well, now he's winning with 49 to 52%. They may not be saying anything, but their strategists know landslide next year if these numbers stay the same. I thank God he's held true to his word and in his agenda. He's not a perfect man, and perhaps he wishes he would have done some other things better. But I'm telling you, I'm telling your audience, if a race war or a race attack or something that revolves around race, because that's the only card they can ever
play. Well, you know, they're winding up Antifa to go out and stage attacks on minorities, and then they cover up their social pages admitting they were Antifa, doing it to get our guns. And then in every case, they're actually Satanists. The guy in Texas and the guy in Ohio were both Satanists, and then they tried to cover it up.
Satan has done everything he can, and always, no matter what tragedy goes around, no doubt, no question about it, in every society, when you have legalized killing of the innocent, when the sanctity of life has been basically denounced or denied its place in the consciousness of that government, you're going to have upheavals, you're going to have man's inhumanity to man. But I just want to say to your audience, keep pressing. Be out in the public as much as you can. Right now, they're up against the ropes. I believe we're going to get a knockout punch soon. But it's going to appear, just as the montage you played, which was excellent, it's going to make you to believe, since these persons condone this, you should too. And you
they're flaunting it like it's no big deal. The most we love to kill babies for fun. Yeah, they are babies, hoping that just desensitizes us instead of the other, or hoping it demoralizes us. But let me raise this point since you get into that. They admit, and they are pushing, and so we talk about the numbers. How many abortions? I know a bunch of states don't report it, but the best numbers we have, how many people have been aborted since Roe v. Wade? And how many of them were black? Because that just neutralizes all the lies, you know, that Trump's a white supremacist and all this ridiculous crap. When the real litmus test is, are you for abortion or not? That's the Planned Parenthood, the real proto-Nazis. That's where the Nazis, as you know, and have written about, got the ideas. So I'm talking about real numbers here. When you know they're going to stage some deal shooting a black church up the week before the election. I mean, and the guy's going to be a Trump supporter. I mean, we all know. So, okay, 24 black people get killed. What about 10 million black babies, you see? So we need to get that out in people's minds.
It's 21 million. 21 million African-Americans since Roe versus Wade. And I look at everybody's numbers, and that is a moderate
And what's the total? Is it 60 million people total?
Yeah. Just over 60 now, just recently, just over 60 million. And so you have African Americans at 12.4% of the population having 36% of the abortions. 52% of all African American pregnancies end in abortions. That's their numbers. That's not Pew Research or some Christian.
So when the globalist stage blowing up a black church or something, we're very sad, but that's 20 people, not 22 million.
Absolutely. You mention it all the time. Where's the attention on Chicago, Philadelphia, literally every weekend? You know, sometimes I'm stunned to hear these numbers on a
thousands
weekend.
Thousands of deaths a year.
And I'm saying to myself, where is our leaders? Where's the march on Chicago? Where's the march on Philly for the violence, the black-on-black crime and violence that is unquestionably just really destroying the culture of African Americans and the mindset of our young people?
And any racial attacks are terrible. What I'm saying is they're going to distract us from their main operation by provocateuring and staging events they've been caught. Reverend Childers, thank you for the time. God bless you. BlackGenocide.org. Please come join us for a full hour and take calls very soon. And please come on the other shows.
Not a problem. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, when we come back, he just mentioned it. That's what we're getting to. They're going to try to cause a civil war with the gun confiscations. That's their plan. They know it's going to cause that. How do we defeat it? I know how to beat it. This is serious when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But whatever you do, seriously, we can win this fight if you spread the word. So thank you for doing that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They'll have executive orders. Here's their leader, calling it 1%, Beto O'Rourke.
Yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Now, let's get into it right now. First off, we have to fund this operation. Then I'm going to tell you, I think you already have it figured out probably better than I do, but the Atlanta folks don't know. It's exactly what we're facing and how we can stop it. And when I say how we can stop it, I'm very blessed to be in this position. I'm not on a power trip. It's the opposite. I feel like I have great responsibility constantly, and feel like I'm not acting at the level I should be. Just imagine a bunch of horses pulling a carriage, and they're just got snot coming out, and they're frothing, and they're pulling up that hill, just wanting to jam their hooves in to get that thing up there. They're not on a power trip. They're pulling a heavy load, and they got a mission, and they're committed. Well, that's who I am. Because I know who these people are. I've been face-to-face with them my whole life. I just ran into weirdness after craziness after bizarreness. Like that film Cat's Eye. The whole movie's about the weird, crazy things this one cat sees. And it just gets crazier and crazier. Well, that's kind of been like my life. It's just the weird, weird stuff I ran into and I saw. Now I realize it was God training me, preparing me, so that I would really know what was really going on. Because just one of the crazy things I've seen or done, or that I ran into, most people might have had one of those things in their life. And I'm not bragging about this, by the way. A lot of it was very traumatic. But I'm telling you, we know their plan, and I know how to beat it. And I think once you hear me talk about this, you're going to agree with me. In fact, most of you probably already thought this yourselves, because we're all on the same page. We're simpatico. First off, though, we got to fund this operation. I came in this morning, and I said, hey, everybody, what's a great Beto counter shirt? Like from our cold, dead hands? I was like, well, how about from his cold, dead hands? Well, I don't want to threaten him, but that's what's going to happen. You know, they try to take the guns in the Civil War. I mean, how do you do it? And he's got a shirt out he's selling saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and all your other semi-autos. Well, one of my old friends, and a guy that did security work for us, he called up this morning and said, in the middle of the show, he said, I just came up with this design. He's friends with Pipe Hitters Union, owned by veterans here in Central Texas, that does the printing for us. And he said, how about Beto Knot? Beto Knot. It's a M4 or AR-15. A Texas star above it, but it's an Army star or whatever you like. And then Beto Knot. I want to do one, too, in Army green. These are being printed, already being printed. And on the back, oh, they already have an Army green. Go down there and click below. I guess they already did what I said. On the back, it says Infowars.com. But click on that green one down there below. So we've already got it in gray. We've already got it in Army green. We've got it in darker gray. And this needs to be a bestseller. Exercise your First Amendment in defense of the Second or lose it. And it's a win-win because you're funding this operation that, again, I just want to reach more people. That's your word of mouth, and I just want to fund the operation. That's your support. Plus, you get great products you already need. Take action today. You know, they came out and were banning the Betsy Ross flag. We sold 10,000 of them. And that sounds like a lot of money. It's not to run this operation, but to put a lot of the shirts on the street. So that's great. Thank you. We sold 7,000 of the Space Force shirt that spreads the word. It's a nice, comfortable, cool shirt. Fine. We sold 100,000 of the Hillary for Prison shirts, but I sold half of them at $5 it cost. These shirts cost more because they're nicer fabric. Space Shuttle shirt's like $12. The XXL is even more. So these are designer shirts that be $25, $35 in stores. I just want to move them. You know, in the old days, we just had the more inexpensive shirts. They were still well made, but they weren't as soft as regular cotton. We still sell those. But just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the apparel today to exercise your free speech in the third dimension. The cyberspace is so censored, and spread the word. And again, I'm not bitching at you. I'm saying, don't you want to win this thing? You really want these globalists that are out in the open throwing down the gauntlet? We're going to take your guns. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we kill babies after they're born. Yeah, we work for the Chi-Coms. Yeah, America sucks. It's not like we're just one of the programs out there fighting them. We're the one that's got their number. They don't like our spirit. Because believe me, it's the opposite of Satanism. And it may come off as aggressive and a little hateful sometimes because it's, you know, that's the Holy Spirit shining through my dirty earth suit. And you know what the truth is? Really study the Bible and history. Most people God used to go after evil were not a bunch of candy asses. We're not up there all telling you how holy they were all day long. So I'm not up here and put on some sweetsy act for people because I don't have the energy to do it. I can't be fake. I just don't have it in me. In fact, if anything, I just hold back just how really pissed off I am. Because let me tell you something. If you're not angry about what's happening, there's something wrong with you. And I know you're pissed. But let's put that anger into action. Legal, lawful action. But I'll tell you this. They know they're losing the information war and the spiritual war. They're gearing up for a physical war. So let's do this. Let's not do anything offensive. But let's reconnoiter ourselves and let's look around and let's not do any talking. Let's just get prepared. And we know who the globalists are. We know who their minions are. And if they want to start a fight, they want to go physical, they're going to get one. Now, before that happens, they're going to blow up a bunch of stuff and stage more mass shootings. And by the way, both guys were Antifa, not just the guy in Ohio. Both were devil worshippers. We went and looked at what they took down off social media. They never denied they took it off and said he was a Trump supporter and a right-winger. The guy was an environmentalist, black trench coat wearing jerk-off who couldn't get girls. He was another incel that's programmed by this culture. And so was the slob in Ohio. They're the same people. They got that look in their eye like they love themselves. They're on a power trip. They live in their mother's basement. A lot of people live in their mother's basement. Take care of the mother. I'm not saying you're bad if you live in your mother's basement. I'm not saying you're bad if you like to wear black. Johnny Cash did. When I'm overweight, I like to wear all black. I'm just saying the MO of these guys, shoot 'em up video games. Normal people doesn't hurt you to play those. But if you're a mentally ill person, devil worshiping, and in a rock band that promotes pedophilia, oh yeah, these guys are all the same. Almost every shooter that does this is a devil worshiping punk. So I said I'd get to the big enchilada, and I can always go into long pontifications, but what's left of this segment, the next segment, let me just get to it. The globalists know they're losing the information war. Despite all their censorship, all their bullying, it's backfiring. They were bullying before, we were asleep. They think there's just not enough bullying now that we're not intimidated. See, they have that fundamental because they're a bunch of followers. They are intimidated, most of them. So they keep thinking, man, we're just not bullying them enough. They're not submitting. No, we were asleep, dumbass. You think slapping us in the face and pissing on us now that we're awake makes us scared? You think death threatening us makes us scared? So let me just get this straight to the enemy. You are losers, and you're going to lose, and you should give up. But I know you aren't because the spirit you carry. But that said, because they're losing, they're going to wind up, through all the studies, hype up mass shootings till more mentally ill people, more wind-up toys on antidepressants that make you kill people, that it says on the insert, who play shoot-em-up games that are devil worshippers and in devil worship bands and into pedophilia. It's always the same. Always the same. No background checks, no psychology. Most of these guys tell people, I'm going to kill everybody. Everybody just gets scared and does nothing. They do it in Democrat jurisdictions where there's stand-downs over and over again. So here's the big announcement. How do we get on the offense? How do you change one narrative with another narrative that's true? Because they always change a narrative that's true with a lie. You have it. Whether it's Luvox, or whether it's Prozac, or whether it's the other 50-something approved psychotropic, antidepressant, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, every one of them says causes megalomania, psychotic breaks, mass murder, causes psychotic killing, says it on the insert, and suicide. And you wonder why these people are all doing this. You add that, it's in the hallucinogen class, to somebody devil worshiping, it opens up those gates. These are demons carrying out these attacks to get our guns so the organized criminal government can then slaughter us in mass with the satanic red terror.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.